On the road to Damascus, persecuting Saul met Jesus. Profoundly, the Lord gave him a new mission to the Gentiles. The assignment? To open their eyes to the truth of the gospel, which would help them turn from the power of Satan to God. Our unsaved extended family has also been blinded by the God of this world, and we are like Saul, who later became Paul, commissioned to share the truth that will help our non-believing loved ones to get set free. Since we're not fighting flesh and blood, we can pray against evil forces blinding them, binding them, and keeping them in darkness. May our prayers bring our Lord, the light of the world, into their lives so that they may live with eyes to see, ears to hear, free from Satan's power, and experience forgiveness of sins. For a harvest of souls in our extended family. And while we're praying, picture your loved ones and lift up their names. Father God, we thank you that you told Paul that you were sending him to the Gentiles. So we pray along with those words that you would open the eyes of our extended family members so that they can turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to you, Father God. Then they will receive forgiveness for their sins and be given a place among your people who are set apart by faith in you. We thank you that all things become visible when they're exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light, according to Ephesians 5:13. So we pray and ask God that you would bring you, the light, into their lives, exposing all the darkness, exposing all the things that the enemy has deceived them into believing, deceived them into thinking, deceived them into acting, who has caused them to be bound in chains to the darkness of this world and to the sins of this world and just to all the things that this world offers that doesn't bring life but darkness. We pray, God, that Satan, who's the god of this world, though he has blinded their minds, we pray, Lord, that you would fill their minds with your word that would help them turn their knees by bending them towards you and saying, you are Lord. May they understand the glorious light of the good news, that they would understand the message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. And may they bow their knees and say, Jesus, I need you. May you open their eyes, open their ears, and help them to be free from the power of this world. We thank you, Lord. We are standing in the gap, believing and contending for their salvation, because you don't want anyone to perish, but all to come to everlasting life. In Jesus' name.